If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. Jesus places a lot of weight on the things that he has shown the people. Right? He's raised Lazarus from the dead. He's healed the blind man. He's done all of these signs, fed the 5,000. And it's interesting to think of that claim in terms of our own prayer. Right? Even if you don't, he even says, even if you don't believe me, believe my works. And doesn't that happen sometimes that when the Lord invites us to something, maybe something difficult, something uncomfortable, or where we don't have a certainty, we don't really know what he wants. He's saying, believe my works. Every time you've trusted me, I've provided for you. Every time we've tried to follow him, he's given us way more than we probably expected. So he's saying, believe my works. And I can't help but think of the Blessed Mother, right? There's that beautiful phrase, well, no, she pondered these things in her heart, constantly contemplating what God has done, what God has done in her life, what God was doing in her life. And that gave her so much confidence, especially around Jesus' we just watched the Passion of the Christ on Wednesday with our youth group. And she has this, they just depict her so beautifully as this, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but do what you will. This beautiful trust, because she knows that God has always provided and given what she's needed. And so Jesus is saying, trust my works in your own life, so that whatever he calls us to next, we have the faith to follow that. And he'll give us that grace.